Blog Talk Radio.
God bless
you families and friends, I'm telling you that is a true song, that is a true statement that is ministering to people all over the world. This is your season for favor. This is your season for the blessing. This is your season for what God has for you. Amen. The thing about it is we just got to stay on that focus path. We have to stay in that focus area for we can begin to see our season. Amen. We know that our season is coming. We know that we are in our season, but we have to stay on that focus path for we can begin to see the season. And just as surely God said it, he's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Amen. Other words, it is coming. My God, like we were talking on yesterday morning, we just got to get ready, my God, for that set timing. That set timing. When that set timing comes, everything going to be working all right. Listen, I just want to send a special shout out to First Lady. God bless my wife. Amen. And God bless each and every one of you that is listening. Let's take, for instance, our international partners. We thank God for them, Norway, Australia, Germany. We thank God for you as well, United Kingdom. And as always, a blessing for you to come on in and we worshiping with the love, worshiping with you as well. I'm telling you right now, God is up to something and he is doing something great. Why? Because the enemy is mad. And when the enemy is getting mad, and you have some warfare, I'm talking about true warfare. Amen. My God Almighty, God is up to something, and all he needed saints to do is just to stay faithful. We over here with you, y'all, international partners. We know you over here with us. Amen. We send a shout out right here in the United States of America. Our families, our friends, right here in our backyard. Amen. California, Oregon. We thank God for you, Nevada. We thank God for you, Connecticut, God bless you. Michigan, amen. New York, Pennsylvania, we thank God for each and every one of you. Missouri, my God, we thank God for you. Massachusetts, Georgia, Florida, amen. Alabama, Texas, South Carolina, we thank God for you all as well. It's always a blessing, saints of God, for us, for brothers and sisters to dwell amongst each other, especially into the Word of God. The Bible says, when two or three touch and agree, I am in the midst. So I'm from the looks of it, there's plenty of us for God to come into the midst. And I know about you, and I don't, you know, I know that you is ready for the Lord to come into your midst. Amen. We don't have so much of man output and input. We don't have so much a touch of this brother, that sister, and all this. But we need God in the midst. I just want God. Somebody need to tell themselves this morning, say, God, I want you to come into the midst of my morning, come into the midst of my day right now. I just need you in the midst, amen, because I want to make for sure that this season, this year, I want to get to my season. I'm going to get to my breakthrough. I'm going to get to my blessed place. I'm going to get to my wealthy place. I'm going to get to the place that you ordained for me in that set timing. Y'all hear me? You ordained for me in that set timing. And I'm telling you, people of God, if you can keep pushing, we can keep holding on, you're going to begin to see the Spirit of the living God move on your behalf. This is the season for your reaping. This is your season for your favor. This is your season for God to do what he says he's going to do. Amen. Do you believe it? If you believe it, my God Almighty, you need to get on up, throw some water on your face, roll your shoulders back, and say, you know what? I'm going to get ready to command my morning. I'm going to get ready to command my day. I'm going to get ready to take authority, and my blessing is coming my way. Y'all hear me? I'm going to get ready to just take authority in the spirit and just begin to speak those things into the atmosphere, what my season is. This is my season of the blessing and of my harvest, and I'm going to get ready to speak it. If anybody is ready to speak their harvest and ready to speak what God has for them, and I'm telling you right now, it is your time and it is your season, because God is doing a blessed thing. And I just give God the glory, and we magnify his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. You know what, saints of God, I just want to thank him. Amen. I understand what the songwriters say. You know, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul cries glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anybody got a glory shout? Hallelujah this morning. And I just want to have a shout and give God the present, because if he have not been by our side, even though sometimes people say that out of cliche or just say that, but that is a true statement. Amen. And I know that many of you all over the world and those that is listening right now, if he have not been by my side, amen, if he have not been by my side, I don't know where would I be. Amen. I know many of you could testify that. Amen. I know I can. I could truly testify that if the Lord have not been by my side, I don't know where would I be. And that's a true statement. If we could look at our right now and look at the journey that we done came through and looking at our past, where God done brought us from. Amen. And we could truly say with a sincere heart, not standing with a cliche or a figure of speech, if it have not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where will I be. Amen. Listen, I want to open up something this morning, my God, and I want you to take advantage of it this morning. This morning, I just want to open it up. I want you to speak your season in the atmosphere. Amen. Before we get ready to go in prayer, engage into prayer, I want you to begin to come back in alignment with your season. What is your season? What God told you? What is your season? This probably be your season for you to get your finances together. You need to come on in and let's speak it in the atmosphere and let's begin to touch and agree to let that season know we still here and I'm waiting on my blessing out of that season. This might be your season for healing. This might be your healing for respiration. This might need to be your season, my God, for the Lord to begin to pour out into your spirit. Whatever your season is, I want to touch and agree with you for your season. Can the prophet could touch and agree with you for your season? Because I know that the enemy is mad and he don't want you to come into your set season. He don't want you to come into your set timing. But the devil is a liar. We're going to keep refreshing us. We're going to keep the saying what God said. The Bible says that the Spirit, you know, the Bible says, remind the Lord of his word. Remind him what he told you. Amen. Can we remind the Lord what he told us? Amen. So I need some participators this morning. Amen. Don't sit back and just say, well, I think I should. No, baby, I want to touch and agree for your season. This ain't for the apostle. My God, this is for you. This ain't for your neighbor. This is for you. This is not for your friend. This is for you, because God got a set time and set season for you, and the enemy want to get mad, but at the end of the day, we have thanks to God, we are not going to miss another season. We're not going to miss another blessing. And if I need to speak it out in the atmosphere and allow another saint to catch it, well, I'm going to speak it out. Amen. So I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. If you're ready to release your season out in the atmosphere, regardless of whatever your season is, and you know what you're waiting on the Lord to do for you, you know you what you're waiting on the Lord to come in your life, my God Almighty, to turn things around. You waiting on that season, amen, because I believe that we're going to get ready to have some miracles taking place. I believe that we're going to get ready to have some testimonies. So listen here, my God, if you want to sit up on it and you don't want to move, don't allow the enemy to bring fear into you and you don't be able to move. Baby, I'm telling you right now, the Bible said you obey the prophet, my God, you will get it. And these are the instructions that the Holy Ghost has given. You need to release your season. You need to let's release it so we could take touching and then agree with it in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, if that be one, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. If you press 1 on your phone, I see you want to come in and you just want to walk with us so you can release that season. Amen. Release your now season. Amen. I don't know about you, but I wish I had somebody that could walk with me and say, brother, I want to just walk with you in your now season. I want to walk with you in your season. I want to touch it and agree until that thing come to pass. It might could be finances. Say, Lord, my God, this is my season. I want you to come on and say, Lord, this is my season. season. And whatever that season is, it might be, say, Lord, this is my season for my finances. Amen. Or you say, Lord, this is my season for my healing. Or you say, Lord, this is my season for restoration. Y'all hear me this morning. Amen. I want you to come on and let's go ahead and touch and agree, my God, for what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. I'll be the first one to just come on and say, my God, to say, I'll be the first one to come on and say, Lord, this is my season for restoring. Lord, this is my season for restoration. Lord, this is for my season to walk into the new. Amen. This is my season to walk into the new. Amen. Don't sit back on the phone and talk about, hey, I should have said something. I should have came in. Amen. Prophet, no, don't do this. This is the first time since about 5 years we've been on that we gave individuals the release to go ahead and share that. Amen. Don't get up in your ways if you've been on miss a blessing just for something simple as instruction. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Listen, I'm going to get ready to go to the phone line for those who press 1, because God got a blessing for you. And at the end of the day, obedience is better than sacrifice. We cannot get mad and say, God, I've been waiting on you. And God say, well, baby, I've been trying to give you instructions to do this, to do that. All I'm trying to do is bring you into a place of alignment for you to go ahead and receive your blessing. But because of us have not took the instructions, amen, what the Lord says, we keep fighting an entity that is not there. Who is the entity? The devil. Amen. We keep fighting something that's not there. But obedience is better than sacrifice. God bless you, calling you on the air. 6-9-6-9-93. God bless you.
Good morning. This is my season for a total restoration. Thank you, Jesus.
Total.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put a stamp of her approval as she come in alignment with her season, as she come in alignment of releasing her season and putting a reminder on the atmosphere and let the enemy know that this is her season for total restoration. So as she come as a prophet of God, we release the restoration right now in her life. And every attack that is trying to come into her life, every attack that's trying to come into her family pertaining to the restoration of her season, we tell the enemy to back off, because she shall walk into that season of restoration. She shall walk into that season of fulfillment. And as she obeyed the prophet God, as she obeyed the Holy Ghost to come in to release her season and come back in alignment with her season in the atmosphere, Father, I pray that right now, as we release and call forth the heavens to release the restoration upon her home, upon her life, and everything she comes in contact with, in the name of Jesus, it shall be restored. It shall be restoration comes into her life in the name of Jesus. And all I want you to do, sister, I want you to release it right back on her. When you get off the line, you say, God, thank you for the restoration. And I release it on my pastor. I release it on my first lady. I release it on everybody. Amen. You go ahead and release it. And we cover it with the blood of Jesus. Now, from this day forth, I want you to begin to rejoice for your restoration.
Yes.
Thank God for your restoration.
Hallelujah.
Because it
Hallelujah.
Is your season for your restoration. Amen, amen, amen. That's what the Holy Ghost is talking about, your season of restoration. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it is a blessing, and we thank God for it. Listen, I want you to begin to hear your phone number. You got 4 digits on your phone. The last 4 numbers, when I buzz you in, that's what I'm going to call. I want you to make sure you take your phones off of mute. You don't have to have it on mute, because a lot of times we buzz individuals in, they have their phone on mute, and they don't realize that we miss them. Amen. We don't want to miss you, because I want you to get a prophet's reward, because you are obeying. Amen. My God, God will take the 7 things and confine the wise, and I want you to begin to obey. Amen. And speak it in the atmosphere. Listen, I'm going back to the phone lines. My God, that's calling you on the air. God bless you. 5148. That's just the last 4 digits of your number. God bless you, caller.
Thank you, God, for my Lord. Lord, this is my
season. Coach. Amen.
My season.
This is your season.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, ma'am. This is your season. For what, ma'am?
Everything God got for me. It's my season.
Everything.
All above.
Everything that God got for you and all the above, I'm right now in the name of Jesus, Father, as she makes her request known unto you that this is her season, that everything that you have for her, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that today she's going to begin to receive the things that you have for her. You're going to be receiving the things that you're going to be releasing to her in her life. This is her season of restoration. This is her season of restoring. This is her season, my God Almighty. This is her season. And as the woman of God, I hear the Spirit of the Lord says that I am ordering your steps. Your steps are being ordered. You are walking into another place, in a new place in the spirit that you really doesn't understand and you don't know. Understand this, says the Lord. It's not warfare. It's me giving you new ground. It's me connecting you to new church families, new family. It's me connecting you. It's me doing a new work within inside of you, because I place much inside of you, and much is given and much is required of thee. He said, yes, daughter, this is your new season. He said, not only that, to be very specific of your season, he said, this is your season that he told you that your finances is going to be turned around. He said, he told you that restoration is coming into your life spiritually and also naturally. He said, yes, daughter, you keep seeking my face. I'm going to keep ordering you. Trust and understand that I am with thee and I am in thee life. And just keep walking, says the Lord. You go ahead and praise him, sister. You go ahead and give God the glory, because at the end of the day, it's nobody mad but the devil. And we ready to keep him mad. But God got a realm in a bush, and he in his realm that is in the bush is called his church family. It's called peoples of God. It's called, my God Almighty, his sons and daughters. And I know that it's some sons and daughters, my God Almighty, this morning is touching it and agreeing. And I'm telling you, I just think God, that somebody could touch and agree for my season. My God Almighty, I don't have a problem. I got a season problem. Amen. I don't have an issue. I got a season issue. And my season issue, I'm ready for it to come to pass. I'm ready for God to move. I'm ready to go to the next caller. Caller, get ready. God bless you, my God. God bless you, caller. You're on the air. 9148, last four digits of your phone number.
Yes, this is my season for wrestling.
Amen, Mother Helen. Amen, Mother OG. Amen, amen. And you absolutely right. This is your season for respiration and restoring. And God is just about, my God, he's not done with you yet. So we go ahead and see in the atmosphere, God, the work that you started, God, the work that you are doing. We pray in the respiration and restoring stage in our life that you begin to complete the work. You begin to complete and finish the assignment, my God, for what she has for her in her life. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Mr. Mother Helen, I just gonna get ready to pray for finances be released. God say, son, you don't have to pray that. I already know release that. Amen. So we're gonna move on from that. So God, we thank you for the things that you already released into her life. We give you glory for total restoration and restoring her spirit, her mind, and the things that she come in touch and alignment with. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the season of restoring and restoration in her life. You go ahead and rejoice, Mother, and give God the praise. Amen. Mother will be on tonight, saints of God, at 7 o'clock. If you have not been into the Bible study, it is a blessing with words of wisdom. Amen. Words of wisdom. Those that just coming in and just coming in the line right now, you're trying to figure out what's going on. Well, the Holy Ghost spoke at the early part, my God, this morning, that we are allowing people to come in and say, this is my season. And whatever the season that it is in your life, you speak it in the atmosphere, we touching it and agreeing, because the enemy is after your season. The enemy is after the leaders. The enemy do not want that timing of God to meet, my God, you right now where you are. But how many of you know that the devil is a liar? What God said and what God said he's going to do, it is for us. And the Bible says when two or three touch and agree, he is in the midst. One can take 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to the flight. Amen. Let's go back to the phone lines. God bless you, caller. You on the air, 8632, last 4 digits of your number. Amen, caller, you there?
It's my season for finances and respiration.
Amen. This is his season for finances and restoration. My God, Father,
yes.
Thank you. As the brother to call to say this is his season for finances and restoration. So, Father, we thank you because in the midst of the season and finances, release wisdom, release different ways, my God Almighty, and open doors, my God, and opportunities that it shall come his way in this season. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that we will rebuke the enemy, my God Almighty, from his mind in the name of Jesus and from his place. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, son, my God, you keep walking because I got you into a new place. Your steps are being ordered into a new direction. Your walk has been ordered into a new field. And he said, this is the field that you shall not come out of. This is the time where you're going to see the blessing. The Lord says you've been in warfare. The Lord says you've been fighting because the enemy did not want you to get into the new place. He did not want you to get into the alignment with God because he knows that once you're in alignment with God, God is going to release his set appointed time upon your life. And now God says you already enter into that new place. And because you enter into that new place, different things are going to begin to talk about around you are going to be different. He said, that's why you have a refreshing in your spirit. That's why your mind spiritually begin to be repositioned into a new place, into a new ground. God said, yes, my son, you keep your eyes stayed on me. And as you keep your eyes stayed on me, you don't have to worry. You're not going to have to fret. But God said, you just continue to be faithful. He said, I'm going to expose what's in you to the nation. You get ready, but stay steadfast and keep your mind focused on him. And God, we thank you, and we cover the season with you, your blood. We cover the season, God, with you in the name of Jesus. I just feel like giving God a shout. You go and be blessed. Saints of God, I just got to give God a shout for a second and thank God. Because if it have not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Listen, saints of God, those that are obeying and calling forth your season, I want you to get ready. I want you to have the spirit of expectation. You don't release it, you get ready for it. No matter what comes into your life, what trying to shake you, I want you to remember the words that you released, my God, in the atmosphere. This is my season for restoring. This is my season for respiration. This is my season myself or my finances be turned around. This is my season. Remind the devil of the word of God and let him know that, wait a minute, this is my season. Wait a minute, this is my season. That's what you're going to have to let him know, that this is your season. I feel the Holy Ghost and I feel the Spirit of the living God. Listen, I'm going to get ready to go back to the callers. My God, God bless you, caller. You're on the air, 2601. God bless you.
This is Mother Juanita. And this is my season.
God bless you,
healing.
Mother Juanita.
More understanding. And,
amen. Amen.
And more of them in the word and understanding.
I want you to repeat after me, Mother Juanita, say, this is my season.
This is my season.
For healing.
For healing.
Peace.
Peace
and understanding more
and understanding
of him.
Of him.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as she begin to release her season for healing, her season, my God Almighty, to walk more into your wisdom and your knowledge. First of all, Father, I pray in the midst of this season, you give her understanding as she begin to engage into your word, as she begin to engage more into you, because it's not more of the knowledge that she need, it's more of understanding for what you show me in the spirit. So we ask for a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of understanding to begin to rest upon her like never before. Father, I pray that the Holy Ghost begin to take her into different avenues for she can meet up with the spirit of understanding and begin to understand more into the gauging of the doctrine. Father, we also thank you as she testify and she begin to release her season of healing, her season of total restoration pertaining to spiritual bodily things. God, we thank you that it's going to be a testimony. We thank you that you're going to move like never before. We thank you that no weapon formed against her, it will not prosper. We thank you that it's going to be a testimony that she's going to have. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, Mother Juanita, God says, daughter, he says, stop worrying, I already done it. Stop worrying,
amen,
is already taken care of. He says, stop worrying, your healing is already here. Because I am a God that I shall not lie, nor the Son of God that I shall not repent. He said, rejoice in this season. Give me a praise in this season. Just thank me in this season. And he said, your order of your steps will be ordered by me, says the Lord. You just go ahead and thank him. You go ahead and thank him. I just want to give him the praise. Is there anybody out there praising the Lord? Is there anybody out there just thanking the Lord for their season? Is there anybody out there just giving God a shout? Because the victory is yours. You have the victory. And no weapon formed against us will not prosper. So you just thank the Lord. You just give God the praise. And I'm telling you right now, things are being counseled out. Things are ended. It's not going to work, the plans of the enemy. And I pray in this season, before I go back to the phone line, I'm going back to the phone line, but in this season I pray that families and homes, husbands and wives, people of God, partners and co-partners, they see the plan of the attack of the enemy and they begin to engage in it. They don't allow the enemy to take them into a past. They don't allow the enemy to take them back into past issue to make them relevant to now. I pray in this season that the saints of God will stand up and say, no, you're not going to rehash this back on my mind. You're not going to rehash this back in my spirit. You're not going to rehash this back in my home. You're not going to rehash this back out of my mouth. I'm not going to rehash the things of the Lord. If the Lord said my home blessed, I'm going to rehash blessed. If the Lord said my home is free, I'm going to rehash free. Is there anybody out there this morning is just going to rehash the things of the Lord? Listen, I'm going to get ready to go back to the phone lines because I feel a shout right now. Amen. God bless you, caller. This is your season. Amen. God bless you, caller. 0602. God bless you.
Yes, this is Bernie's mother, Elect Goodson. My daughter is in the southern region. I went to the hospital yesterday. He said, ma'am, she have lost oxygen to her brain. I said, sir, he said, we're going to need you. I said, sir, I'm sorry. I'm going out of town with my pastor. I already called my pastor. And I'm already claiming that she will be all right. But I'm going on this trip because I need this trip. So I just want to thank everybody for their prayers because I know God is good. He brought me a long way since I've been in person with Pastor Tim. I love you and your wife. You have been nothing but good to me. God bless you and my mother, OG. You my world. That's all I want to say. God bless you all.
I want you to repeat. Mother, brother, God bless you. Amen. And I want you to repeat after me. Say, Lord, this is my season.
Lord, this is my season.
For totally deliverance.
For totally deliverance.
Amen. And, and say, this is my season.
This is my season.
To receive completeness whole of the Holy Ghost.
Receive completely whole of the Holy Ghost.
Father God, as you engage into your word, as you engage into you, God, and speaking forth that this season of completeness, this season of total whole, this season of complete deliverance, right now, God, we engage into her home, we engage into her life, because we know once, my God Almighty, the queen of the house, of the king of the house, begin to order different things in alignment with you, everything else going to be blessed, because you called our seed blessed. You called our, my God, y'all hear me, you called our seed blessed. So therefore, the things that we release upon our feet, the things that we release because we're walking in total respiration, total of the Holy Ghost, total deliverance, God, we thank you. And Father, I pray at this same time you release wisdom upon her, God. Let her footstep be ordered with wisdom. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you the praise. And everyone say amen and amen. Man, because it is done so. And I feel the Holy Ghost and I thank the Lord. Listen, if you have not pressed one, you want to make sure you're pressing one and say, this is my season. And whatever your season is, amen, you press one. Some of you already pressed one. Don't press one again because it's going to take you off my board. So I want you to go ahead and press one on your phone. And when you press one on your phone, amen, it keeps you on the board. And you don't have to press it again. For those that have not pressed one, I want you to go ahead and press one because we want to bring you into your season, into your place. Amen. Let me go to this caller right quick. Calling you on the air, 8632. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
This is my season for winning. Everything that I come around will win in touch.
Amen. 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 And I want to let you know, my God Almighty, and I know that everyone is in agreement for themselves with that. And one thing about with the Spirit of the Lord, the way he wins, he does the opposite. He got to make it look like you're losing. Because one thing
Amen.
That God do, he make things look like you're losing because he's going to bring you into a winner. And those that is listening in this morning, I know it looked like you're losing. The devil looked like he got one up with you, with your finance, with your health, with different things.
Mm-hmm.
But let me let you know, when the enemy thought that he was winning and Jesus was losing, when he was on a cross, when he was going through crucifixion, the enemy thought that he had him. My God, and it looks like that Jesus into a lost situation. But we know what the Bible said. That's how we know the end result. But if we did not know the end result, and we was reading that story of the thorns on his head, he been whooped, he been cut, he been sliced. Amen. They hung him on a cross. They pierced him in his side. We will think that the enemy got a one-up on him. But my Bible tells me on the third day he resurrected. Because I had to die to win. I had to die to win. Some of you got to die to win. Some of you got to die from issues, from your issues, from different things to win. And if God got you in a place where he, my God, causing things in your life to die, let me tell you something. You in a place finna get ready to win. I'm going to say what T.D. Jakes said. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Because at that set timing, at that set timing, at that set timing that God has for you, you finna resurrect. You finna come out of that cocoon and be a beautiful butterfly at that set timing. But God got to take you through and look like you is defeated to make you a winner. Y'all hear me this morning.
Amen.
You go ahead and be blessed, and you go ahead and give God a praise because you are winning. Do you understand that, saints? And I'm finna get ready to go back to the phone line. My God almighty. Sometimes God got to make it look like that the enemy got you. He make it look like that everything is up against you. Amen. That's what Jesus had to go through the crucifixion, through his walk. Made it look like that he was a joke. Made it look like that it's not going to happen. But because we know what the last part of the story is, amen, we know that he resurrected. Amen. But at the beginning, but it looks like it was over. How do you know that, Pastor? Because even soldiers, my God, people said while he was hung on a cross, free yourself, get yourself down, call for the angel. He did not did none of that. Amen. My God, because his assignment and his help and everything was ordered by the Lord. So I want to encourage you before I jump back on the phone line. Your steps are ordered by the Lord, and you are a winner. Amen. And don't allow nobody to tell you different. I feel like holler in my shanana. God bless you, caller. You want 7680. God bless you.
Joanne, Sister Joanne.
God bless you, Sister Joanne.
Bless you too.
Amen. Amen. This is your season for what?
For peace, happiness, joy.
Amen. Amen. My God. And I'm going to ask the Spirit of the Lord in this season for peace, happiness, and joy. The Bible says, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. And Father, I pray that the word of God and you begin to consume her in this season because her joy is going to come out of you. Father, we thank you that things that is in her life are going to be lined up to begin to give her peace. Her steps are going to begin to give her peace. We thank you as they call forth this season of peace. And Father, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, Sister Joanne, just cut me off right in the middle of me just praying for you. He said, I am bringing a reconstruction in your mind. I'm reconstructing your environment. And God said, allow me to reconstruct your environment. And the things about it, he going to use you to help reconstruct the environment. In other words, it's decisions you're going to have to make. It's folks you're going to have to cut off. It's different things that you cannot have around you because God is bringing you into another place. God is bringing you into a new place. Amen. That old place is passed away. And God said, you are entering into a new place. So he said, I'm bringing reconstruction in your life. That's why it seems like things is very chaotic. It's not chaotic, says the Lord, my God, but the Lord says, I'm bringing establishment. I'm bringing order. I'm bringing reconstructed. And that's why I'm allowing you to be fed up with some things because you want more of me. And I'm allowing you to get tired of some things because I need you to make some decisions because it's a place that I want to bring you at. I'm ready to put you on this new road, says God. I'm ready to redress you, says God. But God said, I'm just realigning some things in your life. And I'm telling you right now, you go ahead and give God a praise. You thank him because in due time, in due season, you will not miss it. You shall walk therefore in what God called you to walk in. Amen. And I see, my God Almighty, the Holy Ghost just showed me a stopper. And the stopper, what it does, it plugs up. It plugs up to stop the flow. Stop the flow. You can use it for, like, in the natural for water. A lot of people use a stopper to plug up their sink, for their sink to draw water. Amen. You stopper to use for their bathtub, for their bathtub to fill up with water. But in the spirit realm, when I see a stopper, that means it's some flow don't begin to hold up on you. Amen. That means some flow. And a lot of times it could deal with our worship, and it also could deal with our financial area. Amen. Our flow. Amen. So we remove the stopper in the Holy Ghost, and we remove. And that stopper works two ways, because when that stopper is in place, amen, that plug is in place, nothing could go out and nothing could come in. Let me say that again. Nothing could go out and nothing could come in, because everything that God want to come in, that stopper got to get out of the way. And everything that God want to release out, the stopper is holding it for release out. So in the name of Jesus, we identify the problem, we identify the situation in the spirit realm. We command that stopper to be released out of her life. We command that the things that is not flowing to be released, flowing in, flowing out, to be released right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost. Sister, you might as well just take a deep breath, give God a praise, because I'm already feeling it. I'm already feeling it, because things in your life, you're going to begin to see the presence and feel the presence of God like never before. You might as well just go ahead and thank Him. We remove the plug in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I got to give God a praise. Can we just take 30 seconds and just say, thank you, Lord. And if you got a plug in your life, we go ahead and remove it in the name of Jesus. We command the flow to flow. We command the release to release. We command it right now, because the enemy don't want nothing coming in, and he don't want the old stuff to go out. But the devil is a liar, because there's some saints of God standing on the phone line this morning, way about internet. If we standing, my God Almighty, internationally and nationally, and said it's not going to work in your life, Lord, it's not going to work in our life. Listen, saints of God, let me go back to the phone line. Amen. God bless you, calling you on the air, 7920.
This is my year, my season. This is my year for a strong woman and a wisdom that spread wisdom out to other women, to everyone I come in contact with.
Amen. And God said, it is so, it is so, it is so. He said, matter of fact, you are walking into your season right now. Despise not small beginnings of your season, because your season is impartation. It is releasing, and also is restoring you. Amen. A lot of times when God do things, he don't only do things for one individual, but also he do something within us, because it brings life back to us. And I thank you, God, as you continue to walk in a season we cover with the blood. We thank you, God, that rejoicing and peace and happiness, it shall be here. And we give you the glory, God, that no weapon formed is not going to prosper spiritually and naturally shall walk into victory. You go ahead and thank God and give him the praise. Say, God, I'm just over rejoiced, and I'm thanking God this morning, because if it have not been for the Lord on our side, I don't know where would I be. Because God is on our side. I'm going to go back to the last call of my God Almighty. God bless you this morning. 1107. God bless you. Last four digits.
This is Mamie Hunter, and I just want total healing. Pray for total healing.
Amen. Amen. I want you to say that again in the spirit realm. Say it to you, feel it. Say, God, I need total healing. Go ahead and say,
God, I need total healing. God, I need total healing.
Yes,
God, I need total healing in the name of
Jesus. Mother said, and Father, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we release, my God, a mighty healing into our life. We release healing into our body. We release,
yes.
We command her levels to be normal. We command her things that is made, my God, in or out of order, made back in order. We command the enemy of infirmity and the enemy, my God, almighty, to back off. We release the plug,
yes,
out of her life as well. For what needs to flow out and what needs to flow in, it's going to be able to, in the name of Jesus. My God almighty, I give you the pray. I give you,
hallelujah,
the pray. And God says, daughter, my God almighty, he says, daughter, you as well, that I am bringing a reconstruction in your life. There's things that we're going to have to redo and some things that we need to get away from, because God said not only that I'm going to bring you into healing, but I'm going to make you evangelist to the nation. I'm going to cause you to be able to release a word from your belly and begin to testify what God done brought you from. And daughter, I don't know you, but I see that the Lord done brought you from a long way. And God,
hallelujah,
I have not risen. Lord have mercy. God said, I have not allowed death to touch you, because I wanted you to be a, my God. He said, I have not allowed death to touch you in your life, because I need you to be a testimony. He said, you,
hallelujah,
are a walking testimony. And he said,
hallelujah,
the enemy will not be able to overtake you, because he says, in your set timing, that I'm finna get ready to release you, that it's going to be, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. He said,
hey,
I set you on this earth to be a testimony for my power. He said, I release you on this earth to be a witness what I could do. He said, I set you on this earth to let the people know that if you stay with the Lord will renew you, he will restore you, and he will also resurrect you. I feel the Holy Ghost, and I thank the Lord. You go ahead and give God the praise, and let your
hallelujah
be ordered by
the
Lord,
the name of,
because God said, I also hear the spirit of the Lord says concerning your finances, you are very weary about different finances in your life. God said, I will open up the opportunity to you. He said, I told you I will. I'm not a man that I shall lie, nor the son of man,
hallelujah,
that I will repent. Things is going to begin to flow in your life. I rebuke the stop in the name of Jesus, my God. And not only that, daughter, my God, who are you? Not only that, daughter, I see the enemy trying to attack your family. In the name of Jesus, we command that attack over your family. We command attack, my God, over your siblings. We command an attack over your parents. We command it right now to cease in the name of Jesus, because God called it. God, it will be done in your life. It shall be done. We rebuke the attack of your family. We rebuke the attack of your, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. In
hallelujah,
the name of Jesus, I hear God says, daughter, I heard you, and because I heard you in your late night praying, I heard you. He said, I'm going to fulfill what I say I'm going to fulfill. Listen to my servant, my God almighty. He's given the instruction and the answer. He said, you keep standing, and as you keep standing and fret not, you get ready, because I'm going to do what I say I'm going
to
do. And he said, I'm going to give you a explosion that's going to take place in your spirit. Somebody needs to give God a praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to you go ahead and praise him. You
hallelujah
go ahead and
thank
him
the Lord.
Because God
thank
done
you
been
thank
too
you
good to us. At the end of the day, the enemy will not get no victory over here. The enemy will not get no victory over us. Somebody need to praise him this morning, because this is my season, and I shall walk in my season. This is my time. I will walk in my time. God said, I'm blessed, it shall be. God said, I'm healed, it shall be. God said, I will walk in peace, and it shall be. God said, I shall be restored, and it shall be. God said, I shall be refreshed, it shall be.
I don't know about you, but this is a time that I want to praise God and give God the praise, because what God said, it shall be. He said, no weapon formed against me will not prosper. You need to tell it to yourself. No weapon formed against me, it will not prosper. And I shall walk in victory. I shall walk in peace. I shall walk in the joy. I shall walk into the things of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. And be glad in it. Hayaboshi. Getaroshi. Netararasi. Matanaboshi. Saints of God, when you want to turn up, you turn up in prayer. You turn up in worship. You turn up exaltation. You humble yourself down and you turn your spirit up. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty. This is your season. And before we get off this line, this morning, I want you to begin to stand on it today. I want you to begin to speak to every situation want to come to you. Every ache in your body. Every report that one comes to you. My God, I want you to tell everything that this is my season for me to be blessed. This is my season for me to walk in my healing. I claim it in the name of Jesus. Do not acknowledge what the devil is doing. Do not acknowledge what he is doing and what he's trying to do. Just say, this is my season for joy and for peace. Saints of God, I thank God for each and every one of you. I want you to come back on tonight at 7:30, at 7 o'clock, on my correction, 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to go ahead and rock with our mother. She's going to drive by, holler, whatever she's going to do, but we thank God for her. This is your season. Get up every morning from now and here on out until you see the manifestation take place in your life that this is my season, and my season going to be joyous. It's going to be I'm going to rejoice in it. It's going to happen because God said it's going to happen. Listen, saints of God, it's always a pleasure, and I'm telling you, I thank God for each and every one of you. I don't know what's going to be going on these lines, but all I know is somebody need a breakthrough. Somebody needs something. I want them to come on. Can you be a testimony for the pastor? Can you help us out? I got a goal this week. My God, I got a goal next week. We want to have about 300 on the phone line. Can you help me out to get 300 on the phone line? Because the enemy want to get mad. I want to release blessings over people. I want to cast some stuff out. I want to go and help people to get to that tomorrow, and we could do it. And the way we're going to be able to do it is by you. Internationally, it's by you. My God Almighty, we need 300 more on this line. Amen. That calling in, give them the number. Tell them to call in, because it's going to take you. We're going to break religion. We're going to pull people out of coats. We're going to break the cell doors, the bondage doors. We're going to, my God, dismantle the shackles off the people's feet. My God Almighty, where they can begin to walk into the divine will of the Lord. And they going to take each and every one of us to go ahead and turn up the temperature on the devil and turn up the heat. We're going to let him know, you don't mess around with the wrong family. You don't mess around with the wrong people. You don't mess around with the wrong thing, because as you want to turn up, our temperature go hotter, because there's nothing hotter than the Holy Ghost fire. Y'all hear me? The Holy Ghost fire going to come in and consume everything. You go ahead and give God a praise break for your season. You believe God for what he said to you this morning. And I'm telling you right now, this been Prophet Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, ADM family, and we love each and every one of you. Listen, I always tell anybody, you could come on, I don't know the direction, what God is going to do. All we know, long as God is in control, that's all that matter. And I'm here to tell you, we love you from the family, and it's a godly love, amen, from the godly love within us to each and every one of you. Until tonight at 7 p.m., you be blessed in the Holy Ghost. God bless all of you. Amen.